I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The female child population in India is dropping. Weeping accompanies the birth of baby girls because of the dowry that must be paid to marry them off. Infanticide and abortions rampant. Girls that survive are often sold into slavery. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says their Bridge of Hope program is rescuing some.
We take these children from the streets, from homes, and give them education, take care of food and their clothing, and teach them about the Lord Jesus Christ. We have now 49,000 children in our 400-plus centers.
Many come to Christ. $28 a month can rescue a child physically and spiritually. Next, Baptist believers in Kazakhstan are being kicked out of their homes. Reports indicate Christians who pray or worship in their homes without registering with the government are fined. When the church refuses to pay the fines, the government seizes their home instead. Local Baptists believe the court exceeded its authority since they said they'd halt the prayer meetings if the seizures were called off. And missionary radio is being used to not only share the gospel, but also teach English. Brazil is the latest to receive a program that's not your typical radio broadcast. Transworld Radio's David McCreary says they just started airing Dr. Michael Youssef's Leading the Way broadcast.
It's a unique program, a dual language English and Portuguese broadcast that potentially reaches up to 170 million listeners through a network of AM, FM, and shortwave broadcasts over the weekend.
McCreary says it's a program that attracts Christians and non-Christians alike because they can learn English as they listen. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ramadan, Islam's holy month, is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.